Alright.
You were saying?
The Rosicrucian philosophy teaches that we have a general plan before we come to rebirth. It's a general plan in that not all of the specifics are written out, but only the major events and the major lessons that we have set before ourselves to learn are in that plan. That plan itself is based on an idea, a central idea that is in the region of abstract thought. And that is the idea of the creation itself. So our lives and the plan of our lives are miniatures of the idea behind the whole creation. The plan is a concrete thought form, not abstract, but concrete. And it's called a creative archetype. And it is the archetype of what our life is going to be like and all of our different bodies or vehicles of consciousness that we experience that life through. Now, most people are not adept at concentrated creative thinking. So most people get assists by various divine hierarchies that help us put together a life. It's sort of like when you're in a class, and like a math class, the teacher gives you you follow what the teacher is doing, and while he's with you, you understand it. When you're on your own, you don't. And something like that is the way we are helped with creative thinking. Most people are slaves to their desires and their habits, and so for most people their lives are pretty much destined. There isn't going to be a lot of new creative things happening to them. But anyone who is self-conscious is capable of at least a little bit of creativity and of doing something different, something unplanned for. Now, a horoscope is a representation of the archetype. It is a statement of all of the ripe destiny that we can live out in this particular lifetime. At the same time, since it is a creative thought, it is a statement of our creative intent, of